New Zealand reacts to gun violence.
New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons.
The FBI probes those Boeing 737s.
What did the FAA and Boeing know? When did they know it?
And fill in those brackets. March Madness tips off today.
Utter chaos. It's going to be awesome, though.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor. New gun laws in New Zealand.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Less than a week after the deadly mosque massacres there, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing the ban on all military-style semi-automatic weapons as well as assault rifles, CBS News correspondent Laura Podesta.
Ardern said the suspect bought his weapons legally with a standard license and enhanced their firepower with what she called a simple online purchase.
They had the power to shoot continuously, but they also had large-capacity magazines.
Ardern expects the new law to be in place by April 11th, but an interim ban starts today to try to prevent stockpiling.
The people in possession of those weapons are being asked to turn them in so they may be destroyed. A gunmaker in New Zealand is actually applauding the ban, says it's time to take weapons of war off the streets. And opinion on the streets of Christchurch.
The consequences and what we've seen is terrible and something must change, and I think this is a good decision.
The FBI joins a criminal probe of those Boeing 737s, CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
After last week's crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302, a Boeing employee received a subpoena to retain records relating to the approval of the 737 MAX. Department of Transportation Inspector General agents told employees at the FAA's Seattle office to do the same. David Gomez is a retired FBI executive with experience in crash investigations.
What did the FAA and Boeing know? When did they know it?
The probe is focused on the process to approve the 737 MAX as safe and airworthy, a process that by design allows the manufacturer to certify much of the plane itself.
If there is any kind of documentation that indicates that they knew there was a problem and either didn't resolve it to the satisfaction of the FAA or didn't reveal that, that could put them in jeopardy.
It turns out there are some optional safety features in those Boeing 737s for which Boeing charges a handsome fee. Opting not to purchase the feature, low-cost airlines like those involved in recent crashes. That is changing. How dangerous is it to sit in the passenger seat of some pickup trucks? Crash test ratings for nearly a dozen pickups point to plenty of room for improvement. CBS News correspondent Hillary Lane speaking with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
The big problem with the Toyota Tundra is that the occupant compartment falls apart in this test.
Researcher David Zuby says out of 11 pickups tested by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the Tundra showed the worst performance in a passenger side small overlap crash. That's an accident involving the front right corner of the vehicle. The trucks with the best passenger side ratings are the Ford F-150, the Ram 1500, and the Nissan Titan.
A developing story of sex abuse charges involving pilots flying for JetBlue.
Court documents say the male pilots drugged and raped three women crew members during a flight layover in Puerto Rico last May. The two, identified as Eric Johnson and Dan Watson, met the three on the beach and shared some beers. The women contend the beer was laced with an unidentified drug and they remember nothing after drinking it. One woman says she was left with HPV. The lawsuit against the pilots and JetBlue indicates the airline was informed. The women were told that it would be investigated, but no action was taken. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Got brackets? NCAA March Madness tips off today. This bartender in Milwaukee is ready.
Utter chaos. It's going to be awesome, though.
Chemical fire in Texas. It may be out, but it's still fouling the air. CBS's Janet Chamlian is there in the Houston suburb of Deer Park.
We are 4 miles from the plant, just outside of the zone, where officials say they have determined what they are calling an actionable amount of benzene. At this point, there is a shelter-in-place order for all of Deer Park. They say the residential areas are not currently impacted, but the smell may be noticeable, and we sure can smell it where we are here. Yesterday, there was a brief flare-up at the plant. That was quickly put out, but again, those big black flames could be seen all the way from downtown Houston.
And when those thick black plumes of smoke were billowing, officials did assure residents that the air was not harmful. Schools are closed there today. The Midwest is underwater. CBS's Don Daler reports from a boat.
In Hamburg, Iowa, nothing was spared. The homes and businesses of the nearly 1,200 people who live here were totally submerged. As we rode through Main Street, it was only passable by boat. In 2011, it stayed dry when a so-called 500-year flood slammed Hamburg. Back then, residents constructed a temporary levee 14 feet high to protect the town. They were forced to lower it to 5 feet high after they couldn't pay to build it to specific federal guidelines.
We knew it was going to go over 9 feet. It just rolled in.
Kathy Crane has been the town's mayor for 12 years.
We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our homes. We want to keep our citizens.
Those floodwaters inevitably move south toward the Delta, so more flooding is expected in Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi. Brexit summits in Brussels again and again. There's a lot at stake.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. EC President Donald Tusk has said Theresa May likely will get the short extension she's requesting, but only if British lawmakers pass the Brexit deal next week. If it's voted down a third time, there's a small but significant chance EU leaders will simply allow Britain to crash out of Europe next Friday. And that would create economic shockwaves on both sides of the Atlantic.
French President Macron leaving for Brussels earlier than expected to meet with the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. There are videos of Robert Kraft that allegedly show the New England Patriots owner exchanging money for sex twice. His attorney is asking a judge in Florida to prevent release of those videos. Kraft is declining a plea deal offer. He could also be facing sanctions by the NFL, violation of its personal conduct policy. Regardless, President Trump still wants him at the White House when the Super Bowl winners visit this spring. He really does believe he should be able to fly.
R. Kelly is asking a judge to allow him to perform out of the country, specifically in Dubai, for several concerts while he awaits trial for his sex abuse case. The Chicago filing says he'd do 3 to 5 concerts in the United Arab Emirates, saying it would help him be able to pay child support and legal fees. He blames the cancellation of recent shows and his record deal for a lack of funds. He was recently jailed for failing to pay $160,000 to his ex-wife for back child support. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Sounds biblical. Residents of Palm Beach, Florida, dealing with an infestation of poisonous toads, a lot of them. They're littering sidewalks and lawns. Not uncommon, though. There's even a thriving business there. Toad Busters handles toad removal. The toad secretions are toxic to dogs and cats and many small animals and can trigger rashes in humans. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.